This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Thursday that the peace and safety in Japan and the region has been threatened after North Korea tests fired two ballistic missiles. Suga denounced the launches and labeled them a violation of the UN Security Council when he spoke to reporters in Tokyo. South Korean officials had reported earlier in the day that the two short-range missiles were fired from an area on the north's eastern coast, landing in the sea outside of neighboring Japan. In his remarks, Suga also vowed to closely coordinate with Washington and Seoul on the north's testing activities. The launches come as the Biden administration is in the final stages of its North Korea policy review and has repeatedly spoken of its desire to renew diplomacy with North Korea. Pyongyang has said it's not interested in talks until the U.S. drops its hostile policy, a reference to sanctions, military exercises, and other U.S. activities on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has boycotted talks for more than a year and seems intent on ramping up pressure on Washington. President Joe Biden has chosen Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort in tackling the immigration challenge at the southern border with Mexico. Harris is tasked with addressing the surge of young migrants at the border, a challenge that threatens the administration's legislative agenda. The president said she'll deal with the Northern Triangle nations, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, to tackle internal issues that drive immigration. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that China and Russia both pose urgent military and technological threats to NATO. Following talks with NATO foreign ministers Wednesday, Blinken said the two superpowers were willing to use aggressive non-military actions, including cyber attacks and disinformation, to threaten the shared values within NATO. NATO's mission in Afghanistan was also featured during the two-day meetings, with the U.S. troops set to withdraw by May 1st under a peace deal signed by the Trump administration and the Taliban last year. Blinken said the situation is under review and the United States would consult with NATO allies. Drone footage taken on Thursday revealed the extent of flood damage in the area of Sydney's Wiseman Ferry as floodwater submerged cabins in the region. Wild weather systems have drenched the country's east, prompting tens of thousands of evacuations, especially in the hardest hit state of New South Wales, where dams continue to overflow, prompting authorities to urge caution. Some Australians hit by the devastating floodwaters are beginning to return to their homes, but new evacuation orders were issued in some areas where water levels were still rising. Facebook says hackers in China use fake accounts and imposter websites in a bid to break into the phones of Uyghur Muslims. Tech company said Wednesday that it uncovered the covert, sophisticated hacking operation as part of its routine security work. It says the hackers created fake Facebook accounts and fake websites and apps intended to appeal to a Uyghur audience. The accounts and sites contained malicious links that would infect the victim's computer or smartphone with spyware. Brazil topped 300,000 confirmed COVID-19 deaths on Wednesday, becoming the second country to do so amid a spike in infections, with record daily death tolls in recent days. The United States reached the grim milestone back in December, but has a larger population than Brazil. President Jair Bolsonaro on Wednesday held a meeting with the heads of other government branches to coordinate antivirus efforts, but he didn't propose any policies to deal with the pandemic. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.